Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Can't hear it. Okay, he got it.
Got it.
All right, we got it.
Man, you got the Raider hat on this 49er Friday. What are you doing? What are you doing?
It was my fault. I'm over here being technically unsound. I'm over here screwing it up. But nah, look, I came with my stuff today, which I don't always do. And so, I got these little.
Oh my goodness.
Feel. Oh, that's how we feel. Look, I ain't mad at it.
But look, because y'all know me, it's a little.
All right, man. Get this nonsense out of here.
Iceman. Iceman, where you at, Big Dog? Iceman. That last song was probably the weakest of the three.
I see Kenny's tweet. I said, man, let me lock it.
That's the first time I'd ever seen one. I was just searching something on YouTube, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I
don't even know how to watch
in.
Those. I just
found it on YouTube.
I go to Hip Hop Daily on Twitter afterwards, and they show the song. I don't even know how to watch the streams.
He's talking about the streams.
Yeah,
I can't keep.
Oh, that's how you feel. That's how you feel. That's why we're gonna go back. Okay.
I'm growing my hair right, so it's all over the place. So I'm always with a hat on.
Yeah, that's not at lids. That's not at lids right there. That's not at lids.
I don't even know what this. I don't even think you can you can't just find lids no more.
I'm saying.
I can't even give you a price.
You gonna get them? You say you're growing your hair. You gonna get them Jason Tatum braids? Man, get that off of my screen, man.
Can y'all see me? I might get some braids, but is it gonna be like a midlife crisis if I get braids?
Yeah,
at this point.
You are not Jason Tatum's age, man. You can't get braids at this point. And just know that if you leave them in too long and it starts tugging on your hair, that hairline gonna change for you quick.
Oh yeah, it'll be different.
It's gonna
it'll
change
be different.
For you quick.
It'll be different.
I can't have the Jim Jones braids.
Yeah,
Capo status,
Eddie. We are not built for this anymore.
My hairline is still solid, right?
Good. Yeah, it's good.
I had enough hair, so I'm like, let me grow. Let me show you. Now I'm getting the Ozempic allegations, and now I'm getting the turkey allegations.
Turkey. Oh God.
Man.
You know how we compliment each other as men, right? So as soon as I posted I had been wearing hats, and people didn't know because they're not around. So I posted a picture like a week ago. A first comment from my man's Cam is like, is that a toupee? I'm like, all right.
Was that the one of you on the subway?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, okay. Okay, this is where we're at with this.
Oh, man.
I should have gave a warning, like a rollout. Yeah. A hard run.
But we gonna talk hoop, everything Kawhi and all that. But we were talking about Tyson and
he said he hard launched his hair growing out. That's crazy.
I thought it slipped by. Nah,
that's another one.
Hard launch. But
they had to do a rollout, man.
This is just to Jesse's point about who will watch this fight. This is the perfect storm of people who hate Floyd Mayweather. And for some reason, think Mike Tyson still will win every fight he's participating in. There will be people who will watch it. Oh, yeah, Mike gonna go to work on Floyd. No, he's not. Floyd is going to box his ears off. But people are going to watch because they believe Floyd is going to get beat up by Mike Tyson.
Look, as somebody who watched Mike Tyson and Roy, as somebody who watched Floyd and Logan Paul, as someone who watched Mike and Jake Paul and is gonna watch Tank and Jake Paul, I'ma watch this. I'ma be seated. The world is gonna watch this. Yes. Like, I think people misunderstand, you know, we work in this and we talk about this all the time and we're like obsessed and we know like the third string quarterback of the Giants and like all this, like this stupid stuff, right? Jameis. And it's like, okay, we care. But like most people, this is all stupid and silly. And then when they hear Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather, they're showing up to the circus. We want to see this silliness. It's fine. It's not that deep to most people. This is going to do crazy numbers. I don't even know any of the business behind it. It's going to do crazy numbers. I'm watching. I know I'm going to watch. I'm not even front like I'm about not going
to. Especially if they throw it on Netflix and people don't have to pay for it. Bro, it's going to be crazy.
We was huddled around in the cold at a Anderson .Paak DJ show.
At the rail yards.
Yeah, watching the Tyson Paul thing. That was being shown all over downtown.
All over.
The night De'Aaron scored 60 against the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Fight, Eddie, that fight was, we went downtown real quick. It was everywhere downtown because it was on Netflix. It was free, and it was Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
It was, and this ain't going to be no different.
And I like to think, I'm like, I'm not going to call myself like a 1% boxing fan. I used to be. I used to be like, every fight, everybody in Japan, like whatever. I used to be that guy. I'm not. But I'm probably still like top 10% or something. Like I take it serious. I love boxing. It's my favorite sport. I'm going to get wrapped up in the hype of this fight. Like I'm going to trick myself into thinking, oh, Mike Tyson at 60, whatever he is going to be competitive in this fight, even though he almost like died a year ago. So like, I'm going to trick myself into thinking this is going to be something. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to happen, and it's going to be like summer league or like preseason football. Right. Every year we get excited, and then summer league starts, and we're like, oh, this is bad. This is not fun at all.
Well,
like,
eventually, he is going to die.
Well, hopefully not in the
He's
ring.
He's just going to die. It's like, oh, man, we milked him for too much money. He's going to die. He died.
I always think about
– that'll like, do numbers.
Older people – in our regular lives, like when we see them. Now, Mike Tyson is not a regular 60-year-old man, but he is still a very old man. Mm. And so it's like, I seen like an older guy at the gym the other day, like lifting fives. And I'm like, in my consciousness, I'm like, I think I should help him. This dude's going to get in a ring with Floyd Mayweather. Like, what is going on here? So, right. I don't
remember. Remember all the
just videos. Put pants on him this time.
that's the thing. Please. Please.
Somebody get pants, my. Sir. See, he's like an old person. He forgot his pants.
Oh, and we will be there. Like, we will be there and we will be getting our tweets off. We'll be trying to go viral like everybody else. We will be having our moments. Absolutely. And we will go viral with this day. Like, it's just like, all right, so we watch wrestling, and wrestling, you get to have these cool moments where it's like The Rock versus Hogan. It's like, wow. We got to see that. We got to see John Cena versus Homelander a month ago, but like that's not supposed to actually happen in actual sports, and now we're actually watching it. So that's I don't know.
I am disappointed, disgusted, and excited for the fight all at the same time. Can't wait. Speaking of wrestling real quick, guess who sang Take Me Out to the Ballpark today as I was watching the Cubs and Nationals?
Take Me Out to the Ballpark?
Yeah. Take Me Out to the Ballgame, excuse me.
Watching who were you watching?
Cubs and Nationals.
Punk?
Yeah.
I figured that, yeah, they're I think they're in Chicago tonight.
Yeah, supposedly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what's
my
happening.
My girl might
tonight.
Be back. My yeah. girl, that's my girl right there.
Was she there?
She was. It was just Punk in the broadcast booth. So I don't know. Yeah, but I think my girl coming back.
Yeah, they got to.
I'm ready.
Like, they have built it like she has to show up tonight.
Yeah. At the very least, show up.
Anything else will be a disappointment.
Yeah, 100%. Like, and it's in Chicago.
And I really think it's going to be Roxanne. So I'm like, I'm just prepared to be mad. Like,
oh, that'd be a mess.
I'm just ready to complain.
Purposely piss off your fan base and turn Chicago against you. That'd be a tough look for old Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Perfect heel move.
Trips.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
You meet Hunter. You're calling him Paul. You're calling him. What are you calling him? Trips?
Trips.
We call him a little bit of everything. I think I normally call him Hunter.
Trips. Yeah. Trips.
I think Hunter is probably me.
We call Jeremy Lamb Trips.
Jeremy Lamb was Trips. For a yeah, we bit. Did. We did. I don't mean to interrupt, but ask Eddie what you just brought up with Kawhi and all that, because I might be in the minority when I say I would do it again.
I laid out what I thought was a pretty compelling argument that Kawhi Leonard's signing with the Los Angeles Clippers could wind up being looked at as one of the worst moves in basketball. Now we've operated, Eddie, since Pablo's podcast have comes out with the term, we just called it the presumption of guilt. We have operated under the idea of a presumption of consequence, that there are going to be ramifications ahead for Steve Ballmer, potentially voided contracts, potentially lost draft picks. And I laid out the scenario of Kawhi allegedly not wanting to sign with the Clippers unless Paul George was traded for. We laid out what that cost the Los Angeles Clippers to get Paul George, all of those draft picks, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the fact that he's only played in 56% of the Clippers games since he signed with them in 2019. And now you have those five draft picks, the two pick swaps, and just if we split the difference, we'll say three lost draft picks coming up here. If Adam Silver decides to levy a penalty against them, you're talking a potential eight lost draft picks for the signing of Kawhi Leonard and the loss of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for a team that was built to win the NBA title and didn't even come close.
All right. So let me do what LeBron would do and make this about LeBron. I had a conversation recently where I said, is LeBron's Lakers tenure a disappointment? Like, yes, they got a title, but they've been in the play-in a lot. They've missed the playoffs. You can't call it a disappointment because he got a title, but when you get him, you were expecting a little bit more, right? You're expecting it to happen quicker, to last longer, all of that good stuff. So if that may be a mild disappointment to me in the grand scheme of things, when you get Kawhi fresh off a title, looking like, now I don't agree, but people are arguing that's the best player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to one conference finals, and you go to that conference finals on the heels of a lot of injuries, and Kawhi was hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And like you said, he only played 65% of the games, and you had to do all of that stuff to get Paul George for him in order to sign him. And now, again, you split the difference. Let's take the mildest version of whatever this penalty can be. Okay, we don't void Kawhi's contract. You guys get to get him, and he gets to finish this, but you lose three picks. It's a massive disappointment for what you did. For, you know, Ballmer shows up, and that's his splash and the rollout they had about, you know, how they were going to be better than the Lakers and all this stuff. Massive disappointment. And then the way the team is set up right now, when it finally pulls the plug, and some people thought it was going to happen this summer, if Kawhi is healthy and feeling better, I understand why they wait. But when you finally pull the plug, it is going to be nothing there on that team. Mm-hmm. It is going to be nothing. And no way to replenish either, unless you're really going to splash in free agency. And the problem with splashing in free agency now is you don't have $53 million to throw around under the table because they are going to be on your – can I say ass? They're going to be on your ass now. So there is – what happens when Kawhi is gone and you have no titles and you have nothing? So, yes, I think it was incredibly disappointing over the long stretch if you think about it. And then you look at the teams that won titles around them, and you finally get the exclamation point this year, the guy you gave away.
Yeah.
With multiple picks, so some of the other guys you gave away, and they raised the trophy. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. And I love Kawhi, and I get stuck in these Kawhi arguments because they try to say he's better than Big Al from yesterday. And I know he's not.
Nah.
But, man, like, if you go back, you do it again? Probably, because there was no other options. That this was how you get a star in the Clippers.
Knowing what it could cost you, you do it again?
You, my thing is, you do it again, but I'm not giving all that up for Paul George.
Mm.
It was a trade. It was a crazy trade then. It was a crazier trade as it went on. And then obviously Shea turns into one of the best players in the league. It works. But if you can get Kawhi at that time, he's fresh off a title. Mm. You got to do it. You got to do it and see what's what. But my thing about this story is I don't know what's going to come of this. I like to believe that Steve Ballmer is, and the people around him with all the resources he has, smarter than this, and if nothing else, they cover their tracks legally. But apparently this can be done with, you know, circumstantial evidence. And when you look at the man invested $50 million, and then 48 of it went straight to Kawhi over a three-year stretch, and I'm guessing the rest is the tax for even doing this, it looks, you know, it looks pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. And my thing with this is, and other people have said it's not original thought, if the league presses this and they try to make an example out of Steve Ballmer, how many bodies does Steve Ballmer know where they're buried at in the desert? Mm-hmm. And is he going to just burn the house down with everybody else and say, well, if you came for me, you got to come for this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. And Mark Cuban essentially said that. And so, you know, this type of stuff I'm sure happens, but maybe he just bit off more than he can chew. $50 million is a lot of money, and it's only so many places you can hide that.
Yeah. Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think to the first thing you said, when Damian asked the question, I said, even in hindsight, which sounds crazy because SGA just won an MVP, I'd probably do it. I'd probably do it all again, because the other thing that we don't factor in, I know LeBron was there, but somebody else reminded me, Anthony Davis had just gotten to L.A. And if you're Steve Ballmer and your whole play with buying this team, and we're not going to be second fiddle. Like, we're going to create our own identity. We're going to be looked at just like a top flight LA team, just like everybody else here is. They go get LeBron and AD. You got to go get something to go compete with that. And
if you do the mental map and say that trade got us this arena, you do it every time. You do both trades every time. You get the arena. The arena will make all the money back. You're fine.
Yeah. And it just makes you look respectable in that city. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
whew, but Ballmer was going to get the arena no matter what.
He was, but you're going to get the – he was, because he's Ballmer, and that's what makes it a little different. But you're getting the season
Ballmer
tickets.
Is what throws this whole thing off.
Yeah.
Like, Eddie, if this was Vivek Ranadive, they would have taken the team from him yesterday. They would have been like, man, get your ass out of here. We don't want no part of this.
Yeah.
But it's Steve Ballmer, the fifth richest man in the world. It's not the even owners don't play on a level playing field. This is different.
Right.
It's my thing about this story too is like nobody's surprised. But it feels like the groundswell of just conversation is too much for everybody to ignore at this point. I started off going, yo, we don't care. But it's gotten so loud. And then Ballmer obviously came forward and spoke. And my thing is like, yo, everybody says, well, he needs to talk to Pablo. Why? Pablo's going to ask him the same question. He's not going to go in front of Pablo and say, yeah, I did it. You asked me the right question. You're right. I did it. So it's like, we only learn so much from this. What we really learn from is whatever the league ends up doing. And that's what will, you know, serve us going forward. But I don't know. It's a tricky story. And I put it like this. If his contract gets voided, it's going to be an arms race for Kawhi.
But is there like
– who's in Houston, Kawhi? Good 15 minutes.
But how are you going to sign
bring
him?
Bring your uncle.
But how are you going to sign him?
If he want to play, he might have to sign for the vet minimum. Not vet minimum, but the mid-level.
Hey, buddy, you got an extra 50.
You're right. Right.
Well, it might be 43 because I don't think he's getting that 7 that's out there. That's
if Uncle Dennis one. Has his way,
well,
damn with that $100 million, I want my 7.
Uncle Dennis's call should have been, hey, take us off the list of creditors. You can keep the $7 million. Instead, he called and said, hey, I don't care what government is investigating you. Give me my goddamn money.
Every cent.
I think
the Kawhi stuff is one of those things, like it was kind of like urban legend. Like you would hear how he was moving, but if you weren't around Kawhi, you can't prove it. You know what I mean? We don't know what Kawhi is doing, but you would hear like, yeah, he's this and that. Like that. That's crazy. He moved to San Diego and they got to fly him to LA every time, and every day he's on a helicopter and all like crazy stuff. And it's like team paying for it. Yeah. And then this comes out, I'm like, wait, that might have been true.
Man, I hate
to make this comparison. It's like the Diddy stuff. How much crazy stuff did we hear about Sean Combs? Like, it's like, come on, man.
Bro, he really blew up dude's car. Stop. Like, it's not stop. Even
that
real.
Was the one.
And then all of a sudden, it's like.
Yeah, he blew my car up.
He
blew that man's car.
He didn't blow up the car, but he tried. They had him sounding like a bat villain. Like, I'm like, yo.
That's crazy. Man. You're around the NBA pretty intimately. How common is stuff like this?
I think Mark Cuban is the one who jumped out and said it. And then Nate Duncan, who's a writer, and I think he works with Dame Lillard and does some stuff. Anyway, it's not uncommon for a team sponsor to then sponsor a team player and then it be contingent on, all right, if you leave this team, this is over. Now, $50 million in a brown paper bag through a shell corporation, what's the show called with the lawyers, Mike Ross and what's the name? Suits. This is some suit stuff. Like, you had to get them to get you out of this. Without saying too much, there's stuff going on for sure. There's stuff going on. And again, I think that's the conundrum the league has, is like, all right, if you take him down, then you have to take everybody down.
We said earlier in the week, like, it's like tampering. Like, deals are done 18 months before a player becomes a free agent. Everybody knows and everybody's talking, or, you know, talking to agents and back channels. But like Dame said earlier, Adam Silver's probably like, just don't make us look stupid. Like, whatever you're doing, keep it on the low and keep it out of the public eye. And Ballmer was not able to do that this time.
I mean, you hear stories all the time. You know, this agent has these players, and I got the big guy. So, look, take care of my other guy. You know, hey, you can trade him later, but, like, let's get him his money now. And then, you know, I'll remember that next year when the big guy got a sign.
Hey, take care of Thanasis.
Hey, sign Tristan Thompson. Right. Sign J.R. Smith of $17 million.
Well, that was my immediate reaction. And look, along the lines of Ballmer, I'm sure they've taken care of this and handled all the legal loopholes they can. But the biggest player in the league has a sports agency. And that sports agency has routinely routed players toward him and his team. Routinely. Trade demands and all. And this happens all in front of our face, and we've all just been like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's above board. Now, they've made sure of it, I'm sure. Otherwise, it wouldn't be going on like this. And so I'd imagine Ballmer, whatever Ballmer did or didn't do, he covered his tracks. But if we find out he didn't, he's going to look crazy. He's not going to care. He's worth whatever billions he's worth.
I don't care.
There's no way. No way the NBA didn't say, hey, I need to see the paperwork.
Yeah, like,
I need to see the company layout of Clutch Sports Group, because your name cannot be anywhere near it.
I watched the first 10 minutes of Ballmer yesterday, and if I took a shot every time he said, I don't know, I wouldn't be on the show right now.
I don't know. I just made the introduction. That's all I did.
I just donated $50 million. I didn't check on the company at all after that.
That, bruh, that's the killer. Mm. That's the one where it's like, so you just, I don't care. Yeah. You have that much money because you don't just throw out money that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know, man. What is $50 million to him, though? Like, if you lend somebody $10 at the vending machine, are you checking them every day at the work for that $10? It's like, that might be how it is for him. He's got a lot of money.
Kawhi is. Kawhi and Uncle Dennis are like, no, bro. Give me that $10.
See,
his last check was short.
Oh. There's a lot of Uncle Dennis's in the league, though, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the thing is, you know, they don't always necessarily have this much power because you're with a bigger agency and you're dealing with stuff like that. But Uncle Dennis was doing everything. You know, there was no CAA handling this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if I'm Kawhi, you did a great job. That's an extra 50. Yeah,
that ain't being voided no more. I got that. I need that seven, but I got that other. I got the rest of it.
They can't now come get his money, right? Like, he's good.
Not past money. Nah. Future money, maybe, but past money, nah. That's already spent.
It's paid. Yeah,
I already bought the boat. Like.
That's why I said he might have lost $7 million, but he ain't going to lose the rest.
Here's how I say.
Seven, gain 43.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Marisa's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's how I say bomber can skirt this whole thing if this is how it plays out, is if he says, if he makes the introduction to Aspiration, Kawhi and Aspiration, hey, you guys talk to each other, I'm out of this, you guys go talk to each other, they come up with a price, or maybe even Steve even told him before, like told him physically, not through paper email, but like, hey, whatever the price they come up with, go ahead, hit that. We're good. And it's Aspiration and Kawhi and Uncle Dennis say, I need $48 million. They're like, okay. And Aspire goes back to Ballmer. And Ballmer says, so what's my donation? It's about $48 million. Okay. I will donate $48 million or $50 million to your company. He never said, pay Kawhi this. He never said, Kawhi never even went to him and be like, hey, this is what they told me you were going to pay. No, it was just, what is my donation? My donation's $50 million. I donate $50 million to you. And if that's how it plays out, I mean, you can obviously, it's circumstantial, but in that respect, there is no paper trail.
And for what it's worth, I'm like 99% sure this all happened. Nobody's doubting the veracity of the report. Right. Just, can you get them?
Right.
But what you said earlier.
I'm not sure they can get them.
What you said earlier, though, is interesting. Well, Adam Silver rule on circumstantial evidence? Because there's a mountain of it. And Kenny's talking about, like, all of this stuff. Every, like, scenario avoids the hard evidence. Like, the paper trail, there's no agreement between Ballmer, Ascension, and Kawhi. Mm-hmm. There's an agreement between Kawhi and Ascension, and that's it. There's a contract. There are very weird things written into the contract, yeah. But there is a contract, yeah. But Steve Ballmer is nowhere attached to it other than that one part that says we can terminate this contract with cause
if you no longer play for the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, that's not a direct, that's not Steve Ballmer directly, but that is a company that Steve Ballmer owns, and that's what the Los Angeles Clippers are. It's a company.
The part I'm wondering, there's probably an answer to this, though, is can Ballmer, like, counter this? Can he sue? Will he? Does he want to? Do you want a lawyer fight, Steve Ballmer? Like,
but that's what, like, that goes back to what you and Casey were talking about earlier. Like, do you, if you're Ballmer and you're like, oh, you're gonna throw the book at me? Oh, okay. So let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what Josiah did.
Ramona, let me talk to you again.
Yeah, right. and I'm going to need a little bit more than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But the other side of that is, or the flip side to that is, those are the people that have the ability to throw his ass out of the league. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's a situation, any situation, no matter how much evidence Adam Silver gets, where Steve Ballmer is, they take the Clippers from Steve Ballmer. They do not want that,
right.
and that's what we keep getting back to, Eddie, is the best way I think Adam Silver can handle this is to sit down with Steve Ballmer and say, here's the evidence, here's what I'm thinking the ruling should be, but you and I have to work together on this. We have to come to a conclusion that's going to hurt. But let's do it together rather than individually, because I think they have that respect for Steve Ballmer. And again, I hate to keep pointing it out, he is rich like no one else. And that matters in this situation. They don't want to turn the team over. They don't want to sell the team. They don't want to go through this whole process again when you have a guy like Steve Ballmer in a franchise like the Los Angeles Clippers, in an arena like the Intuit Dome, in a market like Los Angeles.
Well, that's a perfect point, because there's not another Ballmer waiting to buy a team. There's not another equivalent of that. There are people who will line up and buy the Clippers, absolutely, and they will love playing in Intuit Dome and all of that. They just want to be part of the NBA. But there's not another Steve Ballmer, and you want him at your table, and you want everything, all of the resources he can bring to your league, whether, you know, overtly or just through relation. So, yeah, he didn't do a Donald Sterling. We're not kicking him out the league for this. We're just saying, yo, we have rules here. We're going to have to slap your wrist a little bit. Like, you're going to have to go pick a switch, buddy. but you don't got to go. You can stay here. We'll be cool after. Don't worry. And I don't know. I don't know how much Steve wants to fight. That's my question, too. Like, does he feel like he can just drag this for forever? But, again, when Kawhi is done, and when this team get, you know, when they get past this era of this team, it's going to be barren in LA for some time. And we grew up with the really bad Clippers, and then had some other pretty bad Clippers, and this will be like along those lines. But I think they'll be back sooner than later, because Steve Ballmer did not buy this team and invest in the ways he has, legally or illegally and emotionally, to let this team just be bad for 5-6 years either. So
the other thing about it with Steve Ballmer from his POV is, we talk about how rich he is and how much money he has, and none of this really affects him. I think he really loves owning the Clippers. I think he'll protect that. Like, I'm with you guys. I don't think there's a scenario in this case where they kick him out of the league. But I feel like if he was like scared and thought like he might not own the Clippers no more, he comply with whatever, because he's got money. He's got money. He's what, 70 something? He got money. He's not preserving his money. This is what almost gives him life, owning the Clippers, being a part of this group. And he want to make sure he doesn't mess that up. So to your scenario earlier, all right, Adam, let's sit down and talk, just as long as I get to still be in this league. I don't want nothing to mess that up.
Yeah, I think he's got an easy deny. He has an easy out, too, because he wasn't over the top in that interview with Ramona Shelburne. Like, he could easily just say, we did everything we could. We did everything we could to operate within the rules of the collective bargaining agreement and everything set forth by the NBA. Adam Silver and the league has determined that we weren't unable to do that, and I accept the consequences. The buck stops with me. I made a mistake, and I have to accept the consequences. It's not an admission that he did anything wrong. It doesn't make him look like a liar in that conversation with Ramona Shelburne. And it's not a refutal to where you get into a fight with the league and the other owners. You're just able to take it. I'll bring a wrestling reference back. Remember when you might not have been watching, but you learn about it later. The farewell to the Click thing happened at Madison Square Garden, where Razor and curtain Diesel call. And Sean. Yeah, the curtain call happens, and the only one who got their ass kicked for it was Triple H. And Hunter tells the story of, you know, Vince McMahon says you're going to have to eat crap and like it. Like, that's just the way it's going to be. And for the next year, he gets his ass beat by Henry O. Godwin and Ahmed Johnson. That's essentially what Steve Ballmer is facing. He's about to get into a pig pen match with Henry O. Godwin.
A pig pen.
That's a real that thing. Moment, go look.
That moment gave us Stone Cold, man.
It so, did. Like, it gave us, yeah. It gave us Austin in 96. Yeah.
We might get some out of this, but it's a fascinating story. And it's funny because Pablo has been doing this for a while, and I know Pablo, and I talked to him a little bit, and I kept saying in the group chat, he's going to get one of these guys. And I think he might have finally got something on the hook. Mm-hmm. He went big fish hunting. He finally got something. And great reporting by Pablo, man. Yeah, it's fascinating to watch happen in real time.
Did a great job.
Eddie, we kept you hella long, man. We appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
Nah, man. Y'all got to pay the bills. I'm just chilling.
hey, real quick. You guys going to start the season 1-0?
Oh, yeah. We in the Wiggly. We getting that done. I don't even worry about
you making that move.
Are you guys?
You making that move? You going up?
I thought about it, but nah, I'm gonna be on Red Zone, man. Like,
hey, have you ever been to Foxborough? Have you ever been to Foxborough? It's no. One way in and one way out, dog.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
You do not want to do that.
We got Philly this year. I might go, but I'm, you know, you probably get smacked. I'm a little scared, but I might do that.
Ooh, now that was
who did the Niners play?
We got the Seahawks. We're gonna win.
You look, since we already pushing it anyway, you got your fantasy team going? I know everybody hates to hear it.
I'm not, fantasy. So I don't like fantasy at all. And every year I'm in like two leagues. Number one, because I got like my in-laws, they got a league. So I get in because it's fun and they be talking crazy. And then I always find myself in the one other league. But yeah, I'm in them. And usually what happens, because I don't like fantasy, is I'm usually out by the time they start bye weeks because I forget to change the team, and I'm like three games back. Last year, I stayed with
KC it. Is that fantasy player that everyone hates because it's like, oh, he didn't set his lineup.
Last year, I stayed with it, and I got to like the semifinals or whatever, so I'm gonna stay locked in this time. I got Lamar Jackson and Ja'Marr Chase. That's my
– on my playback, on my stream, we have like premium members and stuff, right? So we got a little group, and we got on Discord. And I said, look, I'm going to do fantasy football this year. Who want to get in? We had a group. I said, all right, I'm going to ask the homies, too, so they're going to play with us. So I added JT. I added Kevin. We did our draft the other day. And I'm like, all right, like, winner is going to get a prize. You know what I mean? Unless one of these rich guys wins. And then they're both like, no, we should get a prize, too. Like, what are you talking about? So look, this is the world that I live in is – we set the draft for Tuesday at 6. Cool. Like, everybody should be fine. Everybody should... Kevin's like, can we move it up? I'm like, why? He's like, I'm at the Drake show. I'm like, yo, I don't think I can move it now. So he's like, damn. So he's drafting during Drake's show in Milan. He has an incredible team. Like, I don't know if he cheated. I don't know if he sent somebody. But, yeah, he drafted his damn team from the Drake show, and he might win the league. And if he wins the league, I have to figure out an ample prize for Kevin Durant winning fantasy football. So
wait, what Drake show?
He just does these random Drake shows is abroad. On a tour.
He's on a world tour right now. So yeah. He's in Milan.
Oh, Drake, I was about to say he wasn't at the Garden last night. Where was he?
No, Kevin's in Milan at whatever time it is. It's 6 Eastern. He's like, yo, can we do the draft now, an hour early? I'm like, no, like it's set. Damn. All right. Well, I'm gonna be at this show. It's the Drake show. He went viral for sparking up.
Was that when he was with Liz?
No. I mean, it's the same tour, but that was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
This just happened. This was Tuesday.
Yeah, and then he pops up in Iceman Part 3. What are you doing?
See y'all next week, fellas. It's about that time, man. It's about that time.
I'm out now.
Y'all, man. Go Raiders.
All right, settle down. Actually, I like the Raiders.
Turn that helmet around. Put the Raiders.
You should have been here. We doing a watch party for week two Monday Night Football. You should have been out here for that.
Hey, so look, I know we're going crazy. I have to come to California. I have no choice. I have to come to Sacramento some point soon because I have to get documents so I can get a real ID and fly on planes. And the only way I can do that is going to the birth certificate office in Sacramento. So some point very soon.
Yeah.
I haven't picked the dates yet. Yeah. I will be in Sacramento, and we're going to do this in studio.
Oh, let's go. 100%. Let's go. All right, boy. We appreciate you.
All right, pay them bills, man.
Take that stupid-ass decal off that helmet, too.
And then, look, that's the richest hat I've seen in a while. Damn. Yeah.
Hey, I know first pitch Kenny ain't talking
about. Well, what shoes you got on today? Did you buy them? Did they hook you up? What happened?
I've never thrown a first pitch in my life, but at least you threw from the mound. He was giving you credit. I ain't going to lie.
That's true. It's the first thing he said.
I did. Shout out to Nike, though, man. Like, damn. I'm just saying, bro.
I ain't gonna talk about what I was doing with Nike.
I know. Well, yeah, because you ain't got to. I seen it.
Eddie, Eddie had me out here trying to buy shoes that aren't even for sale. He out here doing a promo for some running shoes. I'm like, oh, my man, Eddie. Oh, I can't buy him. Us regulars can't get these shoes.
I did feel like the bad guy, though, because a couple people asked me, like, yo, how much are they? When are they out? And I had to look it up. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
See. That's the most expensive running shoe cheap. I ever bought.
What's that, about 250?
They're not cheap. It's
$230.
Like, woo.
Yeah, but they were good, though. Yeah, they're worth it. Yeah, they're worth it.
They're worth it.
All right, boy. All right. We appreciate you.
All right, Eddie. Take care.
Man, Eddie Gonzalez.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.